Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We are on Shabbos 63, talking about learning from the Torah, learning from the Talmud. Rav Kahana points out that the verse refers to Torah learning, not actual weapons of war, but Mar, the son of Rav Huna, answers with the dictum that the simple meaning of a verse always has some relevance. Rav Kahana then remarked that one should make sure to learn the information of the Talmud, even if one doesn't always understand it fully, since he did not know this rule, but nevertheless had learned the entire Talmud by the time he was 18. Had he insisted on learning the reasons for everything before moving on, he would not have been able to finish, since he didn't know this rule. To me, this brings to mind the idea of doing Daf Yomi. Even if not everything we understand, even if some things are over our head, even if sometimes we space out a little bit when listening to a shiur, or we space out sometimes when learning something, there's still relevance, there's still wonderful abilities to get from the Talmud. There's still what we can learn from the Talmud. That's why we should learn the Talmud. That's why we should learn Chumash. That's why we should learn different Svarim and different Mishnayos and the like, because even if not everything's going to settle in, even if we don't understand everything, even if it's difficult for us to comprehend, and at least something will settle in, because we'll be able to get something, we'll be able to understand something, we'll be able to comprehend something. We have to learn what we can. Pirkei Avos says you have to start the matter. You might not be able to finish it, but you have to at least start. We can't know how much time we'll have. We're hoping we get 120 years, but we have to do what we can. Go about things that we can. So even if you don't understand everything, still try, still start. And that's why we should put ourselves and push ourselves to learn something that's a little bit above our ability, a little bit that's above our point of comfortableness, a little bit above our pay grade, quote unquote. Back in the day when I was in college and the like, I always thought one day maybe I could do daf. Daf is really hard. How are you going to do it every single day, a daf a day? This is only for people that are really learners, people that are really have so much time, people that are really involved. But then, you know, one time we sat down and said we just have to try, we have to start and see where it goes. And thank God if we keep pushing, if we keep going and we have support by the start, if we have our spouses and families and friends by our sides pushing us to do things, we could keep it up, we could do it, and we could see what we could get from it. We might not be able to learn everything, understand everything, or comprehend most things, but whatever we get, we can learn. And that's why we try to do this, where we learn a lesson a day on the daf. We try to just point out something that we could take from the daf every day, a little bit in a couple of minutes, because whatever we can learn, whatever we could take, whatever we can retain, that's at least something that we have that we could hold on to. Because after 120 years, all we have left with us is what we did in this world, the mitzvahs we did, the Torah we learned, and the good name, the good reputation that we hopefully made for ourselves and for our families, to try to make the world a better place, little by little, as much as we can, day by day. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 64 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.